Your release is ledger. Whoa. Your release is the ledger. Whoa. Yeah, you know this is the ledger. Goes like this, nah. Dear God, I have a letter from me to Dad, and I want to let you know, my dear little sir. Dear God, a letter from me to Dad, and I want to let you know. It goes, dear Dad, I really didn't get to know you, and sometimes I sit and wonder and it makes me blue. But there's one memory that stays on the back of my mind, and this memory got me thinking about you all the time. Whoa, I swear we miss you so, and I wish that you was there to see your boys grow. And thanks for wondering, mommy, she's doing fine, and she tell me stories about you, papa, all the time.
Hey, it's been a good day. I was at work earlier, and it was supposed to be a bunch of hurricanes, and like usual, they just bypassed Antigua and head straight up to the coast of the eastern U.S., usually around Florida or Maine. So yeah, it's very strange that this country is a small island in the middle of Caribbean Ocean, bordering the Atlantic, and we have not really seen a lot of action. It seems like even if we do get them, they haven't built up to the five that they would normally build up going up towards the States. So yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to not have to really deal with that on a regular basis. So today I'm going to talk about family. I'm pretty excited. My son is going to come and visit me. When I left, or I stayed here, I guess, and she just went back to Canada. The details don't really matter. But when I left, he was just a boy. You know, he was like a small kid, 14, 15. And now he's 20. And it's really kind of, wow, where did the years go? He's pretty much a man. So him and I never really saw eye to eye our whole life. I don't know why. It's sort of it's just a clash in personalities. And don't get me wrong, he's a really good kid. He's smart. You know, he's a really good kid. He doesn't piss around. He doesn't, you know, he's not out doing drugs. He's not drinking. He doesn't do anything. He's just a dedicated kid to computers and studies. So yeah, he called me up, and it's been a few years, like, 3 years since I've seen him. And he just was like, hey, Dad, I want to come and visit you. I'm like, oh, that's really cool, son, because it's so much easier for you to come and see me. So he's just like, well, Dad, he goes, well, I need you to pretty much buy my ticket, pay for my passport, and I need spending money. So, I mean, I don't care. That is like the least of what I care about. I'm just really excited to see him. And this is basically what I'm going to talk about here. I mean, there's not much to it. It's just something that I'm excited about, because, you know, I miss him, and I miss my other son, my youngest son. So he's coming with two friends that he grew up with in school. I'm just going to get them their own place beside me and rent that out for the 10 days that he's here. So that'll be good for him. That'll be a good experience. And I'm still deciding if I should take him to the strip club, though. Yeah. I think so. Don't tell his mom. So it is. It's a pretty exciting thing. I mean, I saw my youngest son too. He was just a young kid, and of course we talk all the time online, but even you just don't see the big picture. You know, you don't see them in a photo with full, you know, to see them as, you know, standing there beside a car or something and get an idea. But my youngest son, holy crap, he's just this tall kid, and And I'm like, what happened? You know, like where? It's just like you blinked and your kids are older. And I'm sure most parents go through that. You know, you just one day you just turn around and you notice, you know, every day you don't notice, but one day you just turn around and you go, holy shit, what happened? You're older. You're an adult now. So I'm going to have to show them a good time within reason. I told him I got him a date and a nice girl from work. I thought, you know, he's got his two friends are coming here and they're like a couple. And I thought, well, I'll get him a nice girl that works for me. And she's really sweet. And, you know, she's very active and she's a bubbly person. And I just thought, you know, I'll buy them dinner and let them go out to a nice restaurant and he can mix with some local people. Because the one thing I can say, the girls here are pretty amazing. They're very cool. They're very, they're very mature too. So when I told my son I had him a date, he's just like, Dad, I don't want no hoe. I said, what are you talking about? Calm your ass down. Calm your ass down. I'm not going to get you a hoe. I'm just getting you a date. You know, I'm getting you a date to go out to dinner. That's it. Chill out. Yeah, so it'll be a good thing. I mean, I'm really excited about it. And maybe I can get him to make a video with his friends and I can put it on my YouTube of, some beaches around Jolly where I live and a few other beaches, and hopefully he will get to meet some of my friends. He'll get to meet Wilma and whoever else I'm close with here. And yeah, it's kind of cool because I can finally show him my life. I hear all about their life, but I never really talk about my life to them too much, which is not much, but it's still something. He can live it. He can live it. When I took my nephew was here, and I took him to the strip club. And my sister, she was tired, so I said, come on, let's go. And it was around 2 or 3 in the morning, and I took him to the strip club, and I told the strippers, I said, okay, well, I said, I didn't tell him he was my nephew, I just said, he's a good friend of mine, and he's a famous Canadian rapper. I said, take care of him. They're like, oh, we'll take care of him. And it was pretty cool. By the end of the night, he was riding them strippers like a rodeo. And he's smacking ass and everything. It was pretty cool. And before anyone gets offended, you have to keep in mind that 15-year-old boys, they've seen it all. It's not the old days where you had a Hustler magazine, you know, we're talking the internet and everything's 15. So, you know, people can get all uptight about it, but I don't give a shit. This is my thing. This is what I do. I think he went back really excited to tell his friends about what he had, you know, the time he had here. So I'm hoping that I can show my son a good time and maybe I'll post a bunch of video about that on my YouTube channel, because right now it's pretty dead. I usually film with Wilma, and right now she's just doing some personal stuff, so I'm looking for something to bring that channel back in some way. I think Sea Glass might be it, but it's so lame. You know, Metal Detecting was good, but I'm still going to work on talking to some people in the government to get that going. And when they talk to the police, because they know me, they know I'm a genuine person and I wouldn't steal. They're just like, just go metal detect. No one's going to care because, you know, we know that if you find something, it's not going to be, you know, stolen or hidden. So, I might just do it. I know I'm incriminating myself, but, you know, I swear with all my heart, nothing will be stolen in Antigua. I will make sure of that. And just to give him some stuff to do. And yeah, you better bring me lots of maple syrup too. And lots of Canada hats. People here love the Canadian hats, and they were great as little bribes for taking care of people. You know, you take care of them, they take care of you. Nothing illegal, just thank you, you know. So that's 1 month from now, and I have some also some friends from Canada who are coming. My friends are coming in a month, and my son is coming in November. So my friend comes. He's born for this place. Glenbo, if you're listening, yeah, home's waiting. So Glenn is an old friend. Him and I go way back from the days of hanging out with Rob Ford and the old school. So he is definitely, hopefully, going to settle down here, wind his time down with his cool girlfriend, and you know, he's not worthy of her, but hey, we won't tell him that. But so he's coming down, and that usually is the tear the island apart when he comes down, and after that my son. So I will post get some video going and put them on YouTube, because you can't do video here, it's podcasting. But I will let people know, so you'll see some cool Canadian craziness. Some other business opportunities opening up here too for tourism. I'll plug that later, but it's pretty cool. There's a company that's merging called Aquajet, I think it's called, and they do the tourist thing for, I think it's a water jet pack, or it's coming soon too. So hopefully I can get some good video on that. It'll be something worthy of seeing, and I can plug them too at the same time, because the people doing that stuff are pretty cool, and I told them I would give them a plug here, but it's still pretty early for that stuff. So what else can I say other than I'm still working on my metal detecting to somehow talk to somebody about getting this law reversed, because it's bullshit. Antigua is bullshit. I won't get into it, but everyone within 104 square miles knows my feeling about it. Yeah, I'll give some updates on my son, and it's still going to be still around the hurricane season, and as usually I don't recommend traveling right now, but he has school, and I guess he's just trying to squeeze in that time, so I'm not complaining, but hopefully it's all going to be a cool thing. I will keep you posted. I didn't really have much to talk about. I wanted to just talk about and mention my son, and because it's something I need to get off my chest, that I'm excited about it, and he's going to have a good time for sure. I'm going to introduce him to lots of people, and it's going to be cool. So I got lots I can do. He wants to do zip line too. They have a really cool, what's it called? Like it's a tropical rainforest, but they have zip lines running through this rainforest. And I've brought lots of people there, but I won't do it. That shit just freaks me out. I would rather just have my feet on the ground and not wanting to puke my guts out. So I don't know if I'm going to take him to do that, because time is limited, but I know I'm going to set him up in a nice place with him and his buddies, and they're going to do what 20-year-olds do, and they're going to have fun, and I'm not sure what else I can do. I'll figure it all out, but to these turtles, so they're sitting there, and they take you along, and it costs, let's see, in U.S., it would be like, I don't know, $5, it's so cheap. You get a ferry across this island, the students come and meet you in like golf carts, and they take you to where they work. And they gently, after the females leave their eggs, the students come there and they have these red light flashlights, so because it doesn't disturb them, right? So for some reason that the red light just, I guess it doesn't affect their vision or their navigation. So these students for the last, well, now it's been about 20 years. For the last 20 years have been cataloging these turtles and to watch them just dedicate their whole life to it. It's just a really, really amazing thing to watch. But just the fact that this one little island, this only little tiny island, that I am so blessed to be close enough that I could just go there and watch these turtles. So as turtles are leaving, mothers are coming in, laying more eggs, and only the males ever come back, or the females come back. The males will never come back again. They, just the females, I guess, I don't know, it's, you know, they have those instincts, so they always come back to the same place. But to watch these little turtles hatching and just going into the ocean and how it's like 10 feet away and they're struggling for 45 minutes, an hour, just to get that 10 feet to the water. And you just want to help them, but you can't, you know, it's, you can't interfere in any way. So if anyone ever comes to this island, Antigua, you have to go see that. It was, if you love animals and love the whole concept of, you know, marine biology and conservation, it is something that's really just, I will never forget how these turtles were just, literally just flapping. They look like hands and digging a hole, and you can watch them laying their eggs, and it was just quite an amazing experience. It really was. And the other day, I went down the road, and I was given to someone from where I work. I left home, and because it's far south, I live in the south end of this island, which is really the nicer section, and all the lights were red on the road. And I said, "What the hell is this about?" He says, "Because it's all turtle crossings." And I thought, "Oh yeah, shit! I remember going to Jimmy Bay, and they had red. Everybody had a red flashlight, like a red bulb flashlight." And I said, "But I thought it was only on that one island." But he says, "No, it's a different. I guess it's a different species of turtle." And they come across the highway, so they've put these red lights up all along the highway, and just, I guess it's a crossing. So, yeah, it was very cool. It's nice that the government did that, because this country still has a lot of growing to do. It's very new, and it's impressive that they actually went through, went as far as to install lights to help the turtles crossing the road, and I guess not to disturb their navigation and you know, that sort of thing. So I guess getting back to my son, if I gotta have to find out, because it's only 1 month a year, if I can get my son to go see that, it'll be something amazing for him. I'm gonna have to go online and check where this turtle watch is, not where it is, but when they have people come there and you can just participate. And it just goes on all night, really. And yeah, it is very cool. So I guess I'll just end it at that. It's just, you know, I guess I talk about bullshit all the time, and I just thought, well, I'll talk about my life in a little bit of other things, and hopefully I can get some video of when they come, and my friends when they were here, there is a really nice restaurant beside my house here, and when they came, of course, we're Canadian, so they had no idea who they were messing with. So we were doing the Jello Shooters, and we were just going mad because it was just one of those things, you know, you meet up and it's party time. And our bill came to $1,600, and I just looked at him and said, what the hell? And the fact is here, too, if you come, you have to look at the bill. Because some places tip, and some places, like, add the tip, and some places don't. So, of course, me added the tip on, because I'm sure by that time the Jello Shooters were kicking in real good. So I added the tip on, and the whole time I was here for years. I was here for years, and I never realized that. I just tipped, right? Because back home, that's what you do. So I just tipped, and I didn't even think about it. And then until one day, I can't remember, I just looked, and it just said tip included, and there was a space, and I thought, that's weird, you know? So, and now then I go, I ask them, is tip included? And it's like kind of a 50-50 thing, so something to look out for if you come here. So yeah, so basically that night, what ended up being, like, I tipped twice, basically, because the tip was included, and then I tipped on top of that. And if you're talking $1,600, I don't even remember what I tipped. You know, generally you go 15% or 20%, it's easy to add. So I probably tipped like $300. So in the end, they probably would have put the 10-15%. So I was like, shit, man, $500 tip that night. So important to think about if you come here to check if the restaurant you're at tips included or not. So and the place beside me is called Miracles, and it's pretty damn cool. That's a plug for you, Miracles. And they have a great chef, a really good chef there that does lobster like you wouldn't believe. That reasonable prices too. People here think it's expensive, but I always look at like, holy shit, what a lobster dinner, you know, proper lobster dinner, like presented well, would cost back home. And it's a lot cheaper here. But I think back home we get different lobster. I know I do. Up in the east coast of Canada, we get this a different type of lobster that is a lot bigger, and they're a lot redder here. They're like almost a beige, yellowish color, and they have this snout, like a thing that comes out of their nose that our lobsters don't have. So, I don't know. I'm going to just play it by ear. And I just thought I should put an episode out because, you know, even if it's just a filler episode, this one, this is something. So, to all my friends out there, the intro song was also one of my favorites. It's one of the Marley Sons. And it's called Dear Dad. And it's a pretty cool song. It's just, I put that one up because, you know, in honor of my son and that. But that song is really, really cool. It's a good song that, you know, it's a son wishing that Marley's son wishing that his son could have met his dad, you know. So it's cool. It's a very cool song, and it's really, really, really awesomely done. He's a good musician, and all of Bob Marley's sons are. And yeah, praise Jah, live long and prosper, and stay safe.
You're Ulysses the Ledger. You're Ulysses the Ledger. Whoa. Yeah, you know this is the Ledger.
I have a letter from me to dad, and I want to let you know, my dear little sad. Dear God, a letter from me to dad, and I want to let you know. It goes, dear dad, I really didn't get to know you, and sometimes I sit and wonder and it makes me blue. But there's one memory that stays on the back of my mind, and this memory got me thinking about you all the time. Whoa, I swear we miss you so, and I wish that you was there to see your boys grow. In case you're wondering, mommy.
me she's doing fine. And she tell me stories about you, Papa, all the time. So when I'm down and out, lonely or just feeling blue, all I do, Dad, is think of you. The thoughts alone erase my fears and dries my tears. I'm just writing to let you know someone cares. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you. Daddy, I miss you, and I know my brothers and sisters do too. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you. Oh Lord, that's so true, do. And I know you gave your love to the people, and some of whom you thought you could trust, they deceived you. But betrayal brings another day. At least that's what my mama say. And then when I'm through, I'll place this letter in the Bible, and I'm gonna pray to Jah to send his disciples to deliver you this letter, Lord. It will make me feel much better. Now I sing, dear God, I have a letter from me to Dad, and I want to let you know, my dear little sad. Dear God, letter from me to Dad, and I want to let you know. P.S. So much things you like to know and so much things to say, but I'm gonna say it because I know we'll be together someday. I'm just writing to let you know someone cares, and to let you know you left the whole world in tears. Whoa, yeah, I swear. Whoa, whoa. Now, Daddy, I love you. Really, really love you. Daddy, I miss you, I miss you. And I know my brothers and sisters do too. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you. Oh, here we go, hey. Dear Dad, I really didn't get to know you. When sometimes I sit and wonder and it makes me blue. But there's one memory that stays on the back of my mind, and this memory got me thinking about you all the time. Whoa, yeah, I swear we miss you so, and I wish that you was here to see your boys grow. In case you're wondering, mommy, she's doing fine, and she tell me stories about you, Papa, all the time. So when I'm down and out, lonely or I'm feeling blue, all I do, Dad, is think of you. The thoughts alone erase my fears and dries my tears. I'm just writing to let you know someone cares. Yeah, I love you, really, really love you. Daddy, I miss you, and I know my brothers and sisters do too. Yeah, I love you, really, really.